All right, good evening.
Good evening. Good evening.
Since we only have four people here at the present moment, let's talk a moment. John, we were talking before you came in. I don't know if I ever explained to you the idea of what we call the death urge.
Mm-hmm.
Now, we all have a death urge, and we have to talk about that. When that comes up, you have to observe that and know that that is just a lie being told to you. And you have to go back and affirm, but my life urge is stronger than my death urge. And you have to observe, like Reba's now saying, she's learning to observe her mind and observe what's going on. We are not our minds. Our minds are going to do all kinds of crazy things. We do not have to go with our mind. That's the whole idea, that we have choice in this world. And we have to choose. Do we want to choose the death urge or do we want to choose the life urge? It's always going to be a choice. But we'd love to play that thing in our head. And we know we're playing that thing. And if you do that, you just keep going down the hill. You have to stop the whole process and just keep affirming my life urge is stronger than my death urge. And go on about that. Earlier today, in fact, not earlier, but a couple hours ago, I was thinking about different things. And I was thinking, one of the things I think we don't do, or maybe perhaps I don't do, is all of a sudden it came to me, and I realized everything is all right with me. You see, everything is all right when you think about it. Everything is all right with all of us. And I give thanks to this thing we call God for that. That I'm all right, and I'm being taken care of. Our minds like to tell us that we have to be taken care of differently than we're being taken care of. That we have to be taken care of. Come on in.
Hello.
Hello, this is Sean.
Hey, Sean. You've been here before?
No.
First
time.
He's been to come tons of times. It is the first time. So
do you
mind
going to a restaurant?
Right. The first one on the left, it's closed, but nobody's in there.
Okay.
Close it when you come back out.
Okay.
The dogs will hear Dallas and bark.
Oh, really? Oh, that's cool.
That's fine, because the windows open.
That's interesting.
Yeah, they hear me. They bark.
They want in. They want in to hear.
So anyway, it all boils down to observing what's going on in your mind and realize that you're not your mind. And then you can do something about it. But the mind is convincing, remember. It's like the world outside. It's very convincing. And it wants to convince you that this stuff is true. It wants to convince you that you're going to live under the bridge. That this is the last. That you've really mucked up this time. And so forth. And you know you haven't. And that's what you have to correct that so that you don't do it. So that you don't do it. And the same way with looking for a place. The first thing when you're looking for something like a home or an apartment or a rental space or whatever, you have to know that that rental space is there for you. What you want at the price you want. And the two of you have to match up with each other because there's always a place for you in the universe. And you're the one that's bringing that reality in. So you have to know, oh, if I can think of it and I can think $1,200 a month for an apartment, it has to exist. It has to exist. Otherwise, you couldn't think about it. But people don't do that, and they go out and they look at all that stuff. I never go out and look at a bunch of things. I let things come to me. Why do I want to run around doing all that work? You don't have to do that. Come on in. We'll back up a moment, because Sean... First of all, the name of the class is Prosperity and Abundance, Including Money. And we do get around to talking about that, but we talk about everything else before we ever get there. But the whole idea of this class is to teach people how to attract money to them and to teach them that they're worthy, deserving, totally lovable, and that they matter. And when you know those four items, you can attract things into your life. And what we came up with tonight, we were talking before class, and I don't know if you're aware of this or not, there's such a thing that's called the death urge. We have a life urge and we have a death urge. And it came over her today. She said, oh, just give in. You had it this week too. So it comes over with people, but you don't listen to that. That's just your mind, and we are not our mind. We're much more than our mind. We have to learn to observe the movements of our mind and see what's going on in there and pick and choose which ones we want, see. So we learn to think the thoughts that we want to think instead of letting all these random things come in and all these silly things come in all the time. They never amount to anything. You know, most of the things, 99% of the things that people worry about never come true. They never come true. We just love to worry about them. They will not. They have proven that, the 99%. Now, how they do that always is beyond me, but it's 99% of what you worry about does not come true. So, in this life, what we need is money. And we need money to be constantly freely circulating in our life. And we need an abundance of that money because that's freedom for us. Then we don't have to have the worries and the concerns that other people have. People have a big mystique around money, and they give money power. Money has no power whatsoever. It's just money. It only has the power that you give it. So if you think that money is scarce, money will be scarce. If you think that money will be plentiful, it will be plentiful. It will do what you want it to do. But we have been taught to let money lead us. And we must now lead money. And we must tell money what we want it to do instead of money always dictating to us. I can't do this because I don't have the money. I can't do that because I don't have the money. You have to have the money to do all these things. A wonderful definition of being prosperous is being able to do what you want, when you want to do it, with whom you want to do it, and as many times as you want to do it. That is the definition of prosperity. And most of us do not have that. We are, many times, we do things with other people that we don't want to be around, you see, because it's cheaper, isn't it? Sometimes. Let's take them along. They can split the bill, you see. Mm-hmm. We don't want to be around those people anyway. So you have to always be able to have the people around you that you want to have around you. And we can all learn to do that. Money has this mystique around it. And everyone has a different mystique around their money. And it comes from when you were a child and what you learned about money. I have a cousin who's very wealthy. And years ago, my father said to her, Margaret, what do you love most in the world? And she said, money. And she still does that today. And she loves money. And she has tons of money. Now, you see, you have to learn to love money. Money is not the root of all evil. Money is freedom. And you have to love money enough to have it in your life. But we don't bring money into our life because we say, oh, what will people think if I have too much money? What will happen if I have too much money? And am I worthy, deserving, totally lovable, and do I matter enough to have all this money? You see. And people who have money have mastered that. And the people who don't have money have not mastered that. So you let money go out to somebody else all the time. Out to somebody else. This month of November, remember, is our month, the title for the whole month. It's a talk. Our harvest and how to bring in what we've worked for. I know you work all the time. But you give yourself away, don't you?
Mm-hmm. You're saying. Too much.
And that's one of the main things that people do. You give yourself away. Now, we work with this thing we call the universe, or this thing we call God. And if you give yourself away, that is telling the universe, oh, I don't matter. I don't matter. So, the universe is only a mirror mirroring back to you. And if you think, I don't matter, the universe says you don't matter. Once you say, I matter, the universe says, oh, good, now he matters. Let's do more. Let's bring more into the person's life. But things don't come into your life if you don't have deservability. You see, you have to know that you can have all those things and that you deserve all those things. And there's no such thing as, oh, I did something wrong. way back when, or yesterday, or last year, or whatever. So therefore, I have to punish myself, and I punish myself and sabotage myself so that I don't have money. Give that idea up. Remember, this thing that we call God never sits in judgment upon itself through you. Never sits in judgment upon itself through you. So God is not judging. Only we are judging ourselves. Only we are having that internal dialogue all the time. Oh, do I? Can I? Will I? All that. And you have to state right away, yes, I can have what I want. I can have what I want. And we use what? We use our mind to get what we want. We use our imagination. You're a creative person. You're creative. So when you use your mind creatively, that's a talent that you have been given. Now the universe has to pay you for that talent. The universe has to pay you for it. But if you give yourself away, you're saying, I'm not worth it. So the universe says, I'm not worth it. It will just give you back what you're thinking. See, and it will not change your mind. I mean, you can change your mind about the whole thing. So we have to change our mind about ourselves, don't we? Yes. So how do we change our mind about ourselves? We have to just sit down and say, I'm worthy, deserving, totally lovable, and that I matter. And you have to do that all day long. Do that all day long till that goes through you, till you absolutely own that. And there's no discussion anymore about it. Your mind cannot pick it apart, cannot say, well, yes, but you, that's not true because you did this, 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 or what did you say? This time you really made a mistake, your mind's telling you. This will be the end of it, you see. And it's not. You cannot let your mind talk to you that way. We have a little thing by Mary Baker Eddy, and she said, you must argue with your mind like a lawyer before a judge, and you must always make sure that you win. See, and we don't. We let our mind win. We let our mind win all the time. And we have to stop that. The mind is very convincing. The mind is very convincing, and it keeps telling you it is you, and we are not our mind. Our minds are ours to use, and we have to learn how to use it. But we came to this plane of action without any directions on how to do that. And then nowhere in life did we run into people that told us that. So now we're stuck. We think that's the way to go through life. Completely different way to go through life. And you have to learn to go through life differently by choosing what you want to think about. By choosing what you want to think about. I think it was last week I said, you have to get up every day and know that you're a success. And you have to have that feeling of being successful. You have to have that feeling, I'm successful. And not allow your mind to talk you out of it. You know? And your mind wants to talk you out of that. Your mind talks you out of it all the time. You went out on the job today and your mind told you you didn't do anything and you weren't going anywhere and you didn't do this, that, and the other thing. And you left it talk to you. You've got to slap it down. You've got to, you wouldn't let anybody else talk to you that way, but you let yourself talk to you that way. So, then you get in that state, right? You get depressed and everything else. Because we think, oh, well, it must be true. My mind's telling it. Your mind's going to tell you tons of things. None of it's true. None of it's true. So you have to do that. But get the idea that you're worthy, deserving, totally lovable, and that you matter. And with that, we're going to do the matter thing.
Yes!
This gift.
It's okay. This is all right. Now why am I here?
This will be the next time we
meet again. Nice seeing you. It was nice meeting you.
Okay. I matter. I matter. I really, really matter. I matter. I matter. I really, really matter.
I can probably do it again.
All right.
It's pretty painful.
I was waiting to catch on to the words.
Right. Well, it's
very simple.
Yeah. But you have to get that feeling going through you. You have to get that feeling going through you. So in this month of November, when we're trying now to harvest what we've done all our life, you've done work. Now it's time for you to be back doing what you want to do and so forth. You've taken enough classes. You're talented enough. So now it's time to bring that in, you see. Instead of saying, oh, I need one more thing, or I have to do this yet, or I have to do that yet. No, you don't have to do that. And you also, you do the same thing. You do all, Sean designs hats. He's a millinery. A milliner, I suppose we call that. But he makes these beautiful hats, and people want them and so forth, that they don't want to pay him the money. Because people see things in art or anything else that you have that are handmade. They cannot, or they do not want to pay the hours that it takes to do it, because, oh, well, he just threw that together, you see.
Hardly.
Yes, of course. And they don't want to pay you for your thinking, your creativity, and all that. And you have to be paid for those things. And that's what we have to remember. So the main thing in harvesting and so forth and bringing in what you want is stop giving yourselves away. Stop giving yourselves away. It's nice to be nice to people. It's nice to give information and so forth. But that's your living. And you can't give your living away. If you're giving your living away, who are you going to blame that on? Certainly not on the universe, certainly not on this thing we call God, or anything else. You have to blame it on yourself. You have to take care of number one first. That does not mean that you're egotistical or anything. It means you have to cover yourself first. You can't do a lot of things for other people when you have depleted yourself. When you have depleted yourself, you cannot help other people. So, don't deplete yourself by giving yourself away. And know that you're worth it. And that you can charge what you want to charge for something. We have knowledge. We have wonderful knowledge. And we have to use that knowledge. And that's how you bring in now. This is the time of the year to bring in. You've thought enough. You've created enough. And you do it in your mind. Now, make it come and dwell here with you. Make your all these wishes, all these desires, all these things that you wanted all your life, now it's time to have them. And you can do that. And you can do that by knowing that you're worthy, deserving, totally lovable, and that you matter. And this whole idea of saying to yourself, I'm all right, thank you, I'm okay, and know that you're okay, know that you're being taken care of, and then sit in that attitude of gratitude all the time. Be thankful for everything that you have, and be grateful for everything that you have, and you'll do that, you see, you'll do that. We're the ones who have to make ourselves grateful, and we have to remind ourselves of that. You see, people can have tons of things and never be grateful. And that's not a way to go through life. Or they can have tons of things and not be happy. And we have to know how to be happy. We have to do that for ourselves. All done with the mind. All done with the mind. What do we always have to remember? It's a mental world that we live in. It's not a material world. It's a mental world. And it starts in your mind and in your thinking. And we're constantly convinced that it's something else. We're convinced it's the economy, or it's the person, or it's the job. And it's none of those things. It's what you're thinking. It's what you're thinking that's doing it. It's what you're thinking that's doing your whole life. You see. So, we have to learn to think good thoughts about ourselves all the time. We're the ones who have to do that. We have to do that. And not live in the facts. Live in the truth. It may be a fact right now that your bank account is low. But the truth is, money is always freely circulating in your life and you always have divine surplus. That is what you have to remember. And then you have to start seeing that. You have to start seeing that coming into you. Instead of saying, oh, it'll come next week, it'll come next year, or I'm doing... No, you have to see it now and then start to work towards bringing that in to your life. Otherwise, we get stuck. And we get, how many people get stuck on the same job all the time? See, and we can't allow ourselves to get stuck. That's not the way we do it. Life is moving all the time, and we must move with life. But you're going to have to be able to monitor your thinking, to be able to control your thoughts, so that you're able to see yourself the way you want to be, and then bring that in. And when you have these things like grief and so forth, don't pay any attention to it. Don't pay any attention to it. Knock it right out. Change your mind immediately. How long did it take you?
Oh, it took me today, 10 minutes. But there's residue.
There's residue. But 10 minutes isn't bad. Some people do it for longer than that. You're doing too long.
I've kind of stopped. There's no money in it.
Why is there no money in it?
It's the people around me, for sure. You know, I've hung out with people that do not want to spend money. They don't want to spend more than $130 max on a hat. And I'd like to sell them for $1,200 and higher, some of them, you know, so. Even $800. Because that's the type of hats I create.
Yes.
Very intense. So.
So get different people around you.
Yeah. Yeah, I've actually disassociated that whole thing right now, so.
Oh, yeah.
Good. Yes, we have to move out of the situation that we're in. Mm-hmm. You can't stay. If you're in a situation where they're not paying you, and they don't want to pay you, and they don't, then you have to find other people. You have to move out of the situation. You cannot stay there and expect it to work. It just won't work. Always, it has to be reasonable. It has to be reasonable. And it's reasonable in this town for you to be able to sell hats. Mm-hmm. There's tons of people in this town with money, and with money that wants, you know, an original hat and is willing to pay for it. So go for those people. Mm-hmm. Go for those people. When I was in the real estate business, I used to tell people, why are you selling $40,000 homes? Now you know how long ago that was. When you can sell the $1 million home. Same, absolutely same amount of work, same effort and so forth. They never wanted, because they didn't feel that they could go into those neighborhoods. They didn't feel that they could go in. This was in Georgia, in Atlanta. And, you know, there's tons of beautiful big old homes there that were bringing in good money at the time. Mm-hmm. But they wanted to stay in the little bungalow area and so forth. They didn't want to move out into Druid Hills or Buckhead and get the big places for sale. Why? It's the same amount of work. Same amount of work. So you have to say, you have to know what? That you're worthy enough to do that. Oh, I couldn't go into that neighborhood. Oh, I couldn't do this. Oh, they, da 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 da. You know? Don't do that to yourself. You see? We all put our pants on one leg at a time. And that's what you have to remember. And if you know the real estate business, so you can sell. You know the hat business, so you can sell. You know the theater business, so you can get acting jobs. Right?
Yes.
Yes. But you have to know that. You have to know that. There's a place for you. There's a place for you, and there's a place for all of us. And we have to know that that's there. So, we never give up on these things. And we never give up on ourselves. We stop listening to our mind. And we start to create the person that we want to be. And we start to create the things that we want that person to have. And that person wants money. So we have to be able to create money. We have to be able to see money coming to us. And it will start to come to you. It will do that. But the main thing is, don't let your mind take you down that road where you're going to live under the bridge, where this is the last money that's ever going to be. With actors, it's always, this is the last job I'll ever get. And with other people, it's, oh, I'll spend all my money. So, but you can't spend all your money. See, atomic money is always freely circulating in your life, and you have a divine surplus. You can't. How can you spend all your money? You can't. But your mind tells you that all the time. Now, we have to use wisdom with all this too, right? We don't go out and spend every cent. We learn to invest. We learn to see money differently. There's laws of money out there, and you have to learn the laws of money. You have to see, how do I invest? How do I do that? You listen to Susie Orman. Other people have advisors and so forth. But once you understand money, you can see how it grows, how it multiplies, and how it does all the different things that it does. And you can learn to do that with your own life, with your own money, so that it is there for you. And that's how it's done. That's how it's done. But we have to have this attitude of gratitude going on, that we're grateful for what we have. And, excuse me, remember years ago when we first started these classes, we used to say, more please. Yes, and we must remember that, more please. Every time you get something, say, oh, thank you very much, more please. And bring more into your life. We all get accustomed to having something and doing something, and we have a tendency to stay on that level. We have a tendency to stay where we are. But we cast ourselves into those roles. So now cast yourself into a different role and say, oh, I played that one. Now I'm not going to do it again. I have friends in Florida. The lady said to me, you know, Dallas, I've been rich and I've been poor. And I like rich better. And that's what you have to do. You have to like rich better than you like poor. And people are not taught that. So learn to like rich things and put opulence around you and see money and sit in gratitude with money and know that you're worth it, that you can do. And don't give up on yourself. Never give up on yourself. Keep working. It'll come. It'll always come. The more you press at it, the more you do it, the more you push that way, the more the universe will bring it back to you. Because when you're pushing against it, you're building a mold, you know, for everything to come into. But we're the one. I always look at the universe as Play-Doh. Remember Play-Doh? You can do anything you want with Play-Doh. You can do anything you want with the universe, but you're the one who has to mold it. You're the one who has to do it. Everything in this room and everything that you see, including us, is made all from the same stuff. It's just rearranged. All from the same stuff. It's just rearranged. So you have to rearrange what you want to bring into your life, and you do that with your thinking. You do that with your mind. But you have to realize that all this, if I have all this that's in this room, it all came from the same stuff. We say God is always the source of our supply. It's not your job. It's not your hat. When you go to God and know that God is always going to supply you right now through hats, through something, some channel, it's always going to be there. But once you realize that we're talking about one thing and one thing only, God, and everything is God, just in different forms. But it's all made from the same stuff. There's nothing different. There's nothing different. So, if all this stuff can be made from the same stuff, what's it made from? It's made from God, which is mind. So all this stuff is made from mind. So if you can create a chair, why can't you create a life for yourself? The same stuff. Absolutely the same stuff is doing it. But we can look at a chair and say, oh, yeah. Now, when it's in the physical world, we look at it and we say, oh, nice and solid and all. But that dream that we have, that desire we have out there, is the same thing. It just hasn't become solid yet. And the whole idea is to make it solid. We have to make our thinking solid. Remember? It's like planting seeds. Everything you think about is a seed that you're planting, and it's going to come up somewhere. It's going to do something for you. So plant the correct seeds. Plant seeds of prosperity in your mind. I do an affirmation. I only allow thoughts that heal, bless, and prosper me into my thinking. Only thoughts that heal, bless, and prosper me. The rest of them I don't want. So I don't think about them. I don't think about them. The other little saying is always, what you think about, you bring about. If you think about something long enough, you will bring it about. And then you can look back in your own life and see that that's true. The more you thought about something, the more it brought, came into your life. So choose what you want to think about. Choose what you want in your life. Don't just let it haphazardly happen to you, which most people do. They can't figure out why all this stuff is in their life. Well, it's from their thinking. It's always going to boil down to thinking, regardless of what the world tells you. Regardless of what the world tells you. Now I'll get into some big trouble here. This always happens with your own body, you're saying. What you're thinking about, you're going to bring about. You bring about it, that about your body. It has nothing to do with heredity. It has nothing to do with genes. It has to do with what you're thinking. And if you're thinking, oh, well, I'm going to get this because it runs in my family, you're probably going to get it because that's what you're thinking. If you're thinking that my family has nothing to do with me whatsoever, I'm delighted that I came through those people. I'm delighted I was with them, but I'm nothing like them at all. I have my own mind. I'm a unique individual. I'm an individualized expression of God. And I do not have to think the way they think. And I certainly don't have to think the way the outside world thinks. The outside world is very convincing. The outside world, which we call anything outside of here, does not teach success. It always teaches failure. The world will always tell you that it's not a good idea and that you're going to fail. It's not going to say, oh great, that's a wonderful idea and you're going to be successful. It won't do that for you. You have to do that for yourself. But the universe, the thing we call the universe, is always for you and always knows that you're successful. Now you must know that you're successful. And you must feel that success. You must feel it all the time inside of you. I am successful. And when your mind tries to tell you that you're not successful, that you haven't done anything, you have to stop it and you have to sit down. And if you have to write it out, here's what I've done. Here's who I am. You do that because you immediately forget. Has anybody ever walked up to you and said, ah, and what are you doing? And you go, what am I doing? You can't even remember what you're doing. And you have to be able to know. The mind never wants to give you a compliment. And it's certainly not going to tell you that you're worth anything. It's not going to tell you that. Did your mind ever tell you you're worth anything? Well, you have to train it to tell you that. You see? Life is an inside job. It's always going to be an inside job. It's always going to be done with this little mind. And we have to do it. We're the ones who do that, you see. So we try not to project outside of ourselves. We try not to blame because there's nothing out there to blame. You know, you cannot blame anything. Once you, if you get in the blaming game, what is happening?
Separation.
You've immediately separated yourself. And you say, oh, it's me and them. And it's always going to be us. It's always going to be one. So you can't blame anything. So that's a very good thing, and that's a helpful thing when you say, oh, no, I can't blame anybody, but I can think. How am I thinking? Now, you don't have to blame yourself, you see. But you have to say, oh, I can't blame anybody. Isn't that wonderful? Now I can figure out. It's me that's doing it. And I can change me, but I can't change them. And then you change yourself by changing your thinking and by seeing yourself as the wonderful individual that you are and holding yourself in that highest of esteem where you're wonderful. You have to be able to do that. That's what makes life worth living. That's what makes life wonderful, when you know that you do have this thing that we call divinity inside of you, and that you're a part of this whole thing called God. And once you know that, then you can do something with your life and feel good about your life, and not have the death urge all the time, not have these different thoughts about yourself, not think that life is so horrible and what a struggle and I'm a victim and all the other things that we go through. Life is not for that at all. Life is for enjoyment. Life is for enjoyment. And you must learn to enjoy your life and enjoy yourself. How many people here enjoy themselves? Good.
Sometimes.
Yeah, not sometimes. You have to enjoy yourself all the time. I get a kick out of myself. I laugh at myself all the time. I enjoy that. I enjoy that. But we have to do that for ourselves. You see, we have to learn to love ourselves. It's always going to boil down to that. And give up this idea of the world that you're going to run out of money, you're going to be under the bridge, you're going to do this, that, and the other thing. And it's not going to happen. Not if you can correct your thinking. But if you constantly think, I'm going to be under the bridge, one day you're going to end up under the bridge. But just say that's an equation. See, the universe works mathematically. And if you think about it, you're going to bring it on yourself. So know that you're always going to be taken care of, and that that's not going to happen to you, that you think more of yourself than that. You think more of yourself. Learn to love yourself. Every moment of every day, regardless of what's going on, learn to love yourself. And you will. You will learn to do that. And this whole world won't be so scary to you. It won't be so scary. We're not here to be scared to death. I don't know why people like that. I wouldn't go to a scary movie or anything. I don't like to be scared. I don't do it. Some people love to be scared. They love living in that. They think that's part of life. And it's not part of life. So, don't do it to yourself. Learn to love yourself. How many people here are still doing Wonderful, Wonderful Me? Yes. That was a thing we did a long time ago. We do Wonderful, Wonderful, Wonderful Me in front of a mirror every day till you get the idea that you are wonderful. You see? And that's
easy enough.
Well, yes. And all these little things work. Do you do affirmations at all?
I changed my entire life by doing that.
Yes. See that?
Yeah. I started at least 11 years ago. I'm a totally different person because of it. But I still have more improvement.
Well, we all can improve. But thank goodness you know that, and you know the power of an affirmation. You know that they do work.
Mm-hmm.
Yes. And they do because it's changing your mind about yourself always. Mm-hmm. And we have to do that. We have to do it. No one's going to do it for us. If we had grown up where they told us how wonderful we were all the time and how powerful we were, and all that, it would be a different story, wouldn't it? But it didn't happen. So now we can't go back and complain about that. We have to say, huh, but now I can do it, and thank goodness I found that out now. A lot of people go all through life and never find that out.
Mm-hmm.
Never find it out. So we have to be able to find that out for ourselves. We're the ones that are doing it. We're doing everything to ourselves. So during this month, start to bring all the good that you've been looking for into your life instead of letting it out there in the ether, so to speak. You see, in your thoughts, in your daydreams and so forth. Start bringing those in. Start making those true for yourself. And they'll become true for you. I don't know why we're not taught that at an early age. But we're just not taught that we have power. We have wonderful power within us to do wonderful things. And we must learn to use that power. Instead of thinking that we're weak individuals We are not weak, remember. We are very powerful. As Marianne Williams has said, we're not afraid of how weak we are. We're afraid of how strong we are. A lot of people love to be weak. They don't have any trouble being weak, but they have trouble being powerful. Because we're taught that we can't be powerful. That who do we think we are if we do anything? And we have to say, oh, I know exactly who I am. I'm an individualized expression of God. And I'm going to do this. And this is going to come to me. Okay? I said affirmation is for you. I am an unlimited being. I can create anything I want. You have to realize that you're an unlimited being. You see, we put limits on ourselves all the time. Oh, I don't have the schooling. Oh, I don't have this. Oh, I was born the wrong side of the tracks. Oh, I this, this, and this. That's limits you're putting on yourself. It doesn't matter how you got here onto this plane of action and who you came through. You are an unlimited human being because you've come from this thing that we call God. And you're unlimited because of that. So you have to remember that. But most men put the limits of the world on the limits that they have for themselves. If they have a limit, they limit the world with that. And we don't limit ourselves. We have to know that this power that we have within us is unlimited. It does not have to go through the process that the world has to go through. You see, the world always limits things. You can only do it this way. You can only do it this. We're talking about a power of all possibilities where everything is possible. Where everything, you see, is unlimited. So let your mind soar, let your imagination soar, and find what you really want and bring it to you. You can do that. I can create anything I want. I love that one. I love and trust my imagination. I love and trust my imagination. We talk about imagination a lot. I consider it one of the biggest tools that we have in our toolbox is to use your imagination. And we're taught not to do that. We're taught that only a very few people can use their imagination. And as children, we're talked out of imagination all the time. You're just imagining that. Get real. Live in the real world. Do this, you know. So they take that away from us. But now, it's time for us to learn to use our imagination again and to see what we want in the minutest detail, remember. Imagine, what do I want? Imagine how many hats you want to sell. Imagine the shop you want. Imagine shows you want, you see. And fill in all the details and then let that come to pass for you. And something will come even better. Same way with you. See yourself doing that one-man show that you're writing and so forth. See people coming, applauding. See yourself on TV or in movies and so forth. And you'll do that. What do you think about all day long?
Good question. I'm better than I was. Today I was writing gratitude. Because when everything's gone to hell, excuse my language, but anyhow, I just started writing gratitude, and it was interesting. It wasn't just like 1, 2, 3, 4. It was like kind of a letter to God or something, thinking, and you were part of it, and it was interesting the things that came up that I was grateful for.
Well, that's good. Yes.
So I just started from there. I guess that's a good foundation kind of to build.
That is a good foundation. And then keep
that. I've been really down about not getting the, you know, the court, and then was not, the auditions didn't turn out, and so I've been kind of down about that. But I believe things will turn up, but it's just kind of...
Yes, there's more out there.
Yes.
That's what you have to know. There's plenty out there.
Yeah.
So, but Yes, do that gratitude thing and keep that going, but keep in your mind that you're worthy, deserving, totally lovable, and that you matter. And think about those things. And think about success and how you'll feel. Not with the fact. The fact is that you didn't get the job. The truth is you're successful. So learn to live and dwell in the truth. Okay. Work for you, okay? My choices and possibilities are expanding every day. My choices and possibilities are expanding every day. Think of that one. How many people realize that? They get stuck. They think, oh, I have no more choices. I'm boxed in. I'm this, I'm that. And every day say, my choices and possibilities are expanding. I know that things are expanding. Do you know that your mind is expanding every day? Do you know that? How many people here have a savings account? All right. So then you can make an affirmation. I make money while I sleep. And then you start seeing your money always working for you. Remember that little, was it some commercial that comes on with the little dollar bills? And they have to go out to work, go work for me, the little dollar bills, and they have to go out and do work. Yeah. So think of that. They're out there working. So they're always, anytime you're getting interest of any type, money's working for you. So you have to know that money is there, and it's working. It's working. So it's done with the mind always. You have to remember that. You have to remember that we live in a mental world. We have to be grateful for what we have so that we can get more. And there's nothing wrong with having more. The whole idea in life is to become more and to have more, but not to make that your end goal. As you get into having money and support, your life changes, your thinking changes, and you start to change. Because it's just one of those wonderful things that happen to people. But we do it all with our thinking. It's always with your mind that you're going to be doing this. No other way. No other way. So if your mind tells you it's something else, you have to immediately know that that's a lie. That's a lie. It has nothing to do with the economy, with the people, with your job, or with anything. It's always going to have to do with what you were thinking about yourself. What you're thinking about yourself. And when you know that, now you only have one thing to correct. You only have one thing to correct, that's your thinking. That's not difficult. I mean, that's not a list of 10 or 20 items that you have to do. It's only one. It's only one thing that you have to worry about. Your thinking. So, learn to see yourself differently and learn to think about yourself differently and see yourself as worthy, deserving, totally lovable, and that you matter. And have that going on in your thinking. And then only think thoughts that heal you, bless you, and prosper you. And things wonderful will happen in your life. And you'll be able to demonstrate, you'll be able to harvest now what you've put out there. You'll be able to harvest it so that it's, as the Bible says, takes flesh and dwells among us. Takes flesh and dwells among us. And that's what this whole month is about, is harvesting, bringing that in, instead of letting it outside somewhere in the ether, so to speak. Bring it in. Bring in your good to you now. There's no reason why that cannot happen. And it's wonderful. And so are you, and so am I, and there ends the lesson. Thank you. Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.